Adjacent to the courthouse stands the First Presbyterian Church, with its tall steeple. The congregation was founded in 1664, the year the first English settlers arrived in Elizabethtown. The original building, probably a simple meeting house, was replaced in 1724. That structure was burned during a raid on January 25, 1780. The raid was led by Cornelius Hetfield, a Staten Island Tory originally from Elizabethtown, whose father was an elder of the church. A new building was completed in 1793. Some of the existing exterior walls date from that structure. Aside from interior remodeling and redecorating over time, the building remained essentially unchanged until 1899, when a tornado blew off the steeple. It landed upside down, its point buried in the earth. The steeple was replaced in the early 1900s, only to be destroyed, along with the interior and the roof, in the Great Fire of June 25, 1946. While the church was soon rebuilt and the interior restored to a colonial rather than Gothic style, the church steeple was not replaced until 2008. Both Elizabeth Skyline and the town clock have been restored. The churchyard contains the graves of many noted Elizabeth residents. One of the most famous is Reverend James Caldwell. His grave and that of his wife Hannah are marked by the obelisk. Caldwell is known for his role in the fight for independence during the American Revolution. The land between the iron fence and the stone wall around the graveyard was once known as the parade ground. It was used by local militia units for military drills as late as the Civil War.